in at the PFF NFL Daily. It is an emergency daily because Josh Gordon has just signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it's fair to ask what this actually means, but you know, we're experimenting with a little emergency daily here, Sam, because Josh Gordon to the Chiefs, it's a big move because it's the Chiefs, the defending AFC champions, the 2019 Super Bowl champions, a team that no longer has Sammy Watkins, and we spent a big part of the offseason talking about that third receiver option. They spent all this time rebuilding the offensive line, but it seems like they may have neglected option number three in the passing game, and they're trying to rectify that with Josh Gordon signing now that Gordon is fresh off of his latest NFL suspension.
The latest reinstatement from the latest suspension. Josh Gordon is back. It's that time of year again. That's how you know football season is back, because Josh Gordon is once again getting reinstated, and we get to do this whole thing over again. Because way back in 2013, we got this glimpse of the next Julio Jones. We got this glimpse of a dude who got 1,600 yards, 19 yards a catch, 9 touchdowns, playing for the Cleveland Browns back when, you know, the Browns weren't good. This was pre-rebirth from the Cleveland Browns. And it's never really happened since then. You know, he's flashed the ability. There's a big play here and there. But that was the thing that everybody's chasing ever since then. And since then, he's been with the Browns for a few more years. He's been in New England. He's been with Seattle. And he's been suspended a lot. But I think you made the point. The Chiefs have been looking for a third option beyond Travis Kelce, beyond Tyreek Hill, somewhere else to go with the ball on the occasions that teams managed to shut down those two guys simultaneously. Sammy Watkins has been the beneficiary of that in the past. DeMarcus Robinson is the guy that's supposed to be doing that right now. And let's be honest, that's just not going to happen. Like, DeMarcus Robinson is not capable of the kind of games that Sammy Watkins was capable of if you give him, or if you switch off and give him that kind of opportunity. The guy is averaging a career mark under 1 yards per route run, 0.88. Gordon has the potential to do much, much better than that.
So there's a couple things at play here. You mentioned Josh Gordon. The last time he really was productive was 2013. That was year two of Brandon Whedon. And he averaged, you know, 19 yards per catch, as you said. But his career baseline, 17.2 yards per reception. So his 2 years, he spent a little bit of 2018 with the Patriots, a little bit of 2019 with the Patriots, and it was similar. He was a big play threat on a receiving core that didn't really have a ton of options at that time. So he also excels not just on go balls down the field, slants and posts, in breakers. He's a big bodied 6'3", 225 pound receiver. All this to say, again, the Chiefs just need another option, man. They just need somebody who's going to be in the right place at the right time, take a little bit of the burden off of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. That's where opposing defensive coordinators spend all their time. How are we going to slow down these guys? How many extra resources are we going to put on Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce? And Josh Gordon just gives him another guy, even if it's just catching a slant here and there and, you know, making a play down the field here and there. Could be an immediate upgrade over DeMarcus Robinson and everybody else in that Chiefs wide receiver core.
Yeah, and for his career, he averages 2.02 yards per route run. So more than twice what DeMarcus Robinson does. But even, like, just compare that to last year's figures. That puts him in the Antonio Brown, DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks, Nelson Aguilar, Chase Claypool kind of range from 2020. He's been an extremely productive receiver throughout his entire career. That one incredible season he had, that was up at 2.7 yards per route run. That's like getting towards, you know, most productive receiver in the NFL kind of territory, obviously, given the season that he had. But he should be a huge upgrade over DeMarcus Robinson, because that isn't a particularly high bar to clear. He should become the third option in this offense. And he does provide an interesting threat, because much like Sammy Watkins, he's too good an athlete, imposing a physical specimen, a threat, to just switch off and ignore him the way you can with a guy like DeMarcus Robinson or the rest of the guys on that roster. You know, it's not just Robinson. It's Mecole Hardman hasn't yet shown that he can be more than a gimmick player. Byron Pringle hasn't done anything at this point. So they just don't have that guy. And there's no reason that he can't be that Gordon can't become that guy. If, of course, he's still anywhere near the player he was back before all the suspensions. I mean, the guy hasn't caught a pass since 2019. We don't know what kind of physical shape he's going to be in. We assume because of the kind of workout freak he's always been throughout his career that he's still going to be in good shape and able to perform at a high level. But, you know, it's no guarantee at this point.
We got to get into some of the concerns as well with Josh Gordon. But first, week three of football, it's in the books. And now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week four with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, you don't want to miss it. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 4 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook's not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code PFF to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code PFF this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. We referenced the last time we saw him, 2019. In 2018, here's what we saw before that. He was with Cleveland early. The Patriots pick him up. He is actually their biggest play threat, 737 yards total between the two teams. But he was gone by the time the Patriots, by about week 15 or 16, when the Patriots were trying to make their playoff run. It looked like their offense was depleted, but they still win the Super Bowl that year without Josh Gordon. 2019, he comes back, starts out hot, but after that, did not have a PFF grade above 64 with New England. He gets released after week six. After catching just one pass against the Giants, he goes to Seattle, only catches seven passes for 139 yards across five different games. Again, that's about 20 per catch. It was aided by a 58-yarder. None of those games did he grade above 67 from a PFF grading standpoint. So, again, we're a few years removed. 2018 was the real last time we saw somewhat consistent production from Josh Gordon. So, he doesn't need to be great. But I think it's fair to ask, what does he have left at this point in his career? Remember, his rookie season was 2012.
Right. He's now above 30 years old, or he's 30 years old. The last time we saw him, he was a 28-year-old guy who was just a bit part player for the Seahawks. He has 20 career touchdowns, and 14 of them came in the first two seasons. You know, that nine touchdown year, which was his first huge season, his incredible year. But his rookie season was really impressive as well. 800 yards, 16 yards per catch, five touchdowns. That kind of set the stage for the player he was going to be. Then the breakout sophomore campaign, and then the whole thing collapsed, you know, and we haven't really seen that guy since. So, yes, Kansas City is a fantastic environment for any receiver to thrive in. Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce being the two primary threats that are going to take all the attention away. All you've got to do is be available and be potentially there to mop up and take the opportunities that arise. Now, that's been his biggest problem in his career so far, is simply being available and bought in and not suspended.
Now, that's the question, right? Obviously, you don't know if he's going to last the entire season. If you invest reps in Josh Gordon, does that take away from Mecole Hardman's development? Does Byron Pringle? I mean, but take some reps away from the guys that are there. That's a potential negative. On the positive side, Kansas City loves to run that RPO with the slant behind it. They will take you. We've seen DeMarcus Robinson be the target on some deep overs, some deep post routes. Those are Josh Gordon routes. So if Josh Gordon starts to take those targets with his big body, that those in breakers, he's very good at those. He could definitely be an uber possession guy for a Chiefs offense that, again, just needs a third target. So it's a worthwhile risk for the Chiefs. And I think of all the fits, I think it makes a lot of sense because it's a desperate need if the Chiefs want to get back to the Super Bowl. How do you think it ends up, Sam?
It's a gamble, but it's a low risk, high reward gamble. It's kind of like the Browns when they've been shooting shots at guys like Malik McDowell, because why not, right? It costs you almost nothing. It's a shot worth taking, and the payoff, if it works out, is potentially huge. This is a Kansas City team that's all of a sudden struggling in a hole way back in the division, and you have the chance to hit on a guy like Josh Gordon, who could potentially add massively to this passing offense.
Very similar to the Bucs going after Antonio Brown last year, halfway through the season. Low risk from a football standpoint, and definitely rewarded them on their way to a Super Bowl. So a big move for the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Gordon is signing back from his suspension. It's the PFF NFL Daily.